Radio 92.7, The Shaw, 101.1 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You can use their Devil Radio app to catch the show anytime or get the podcast version of the show from all the usual places or the show's website, upnorthpodcast.com. And if you want to see how good looking Kirk and Pat are, we also put the video version up on the Facebook page of Kirk's Minocqua Brewing Company and on YouTube.
Beauty and the Beast.
Which one is which, Pat? Which one is which?
Well, on behalf of the TV anchor, I'll let you two guess.
And you can find Pat's daily work over at upnorthnewswi.com.
All right. I hold in my hand my absentee ballot for the August 9th primary election. We're going to talk about the primary for a bit here. And by the way, it's not too late yet, but time's running out. Get in touch with your clerk. If you don't want to go vote on August 9th, if you don't want to stand in line or whatever, get in touch with your clerk or go to myvote.wi.gov. Get your absentee ballot. Get it filled out. Fill it out for only one party's primary. You can only vote in one party's primary. Otherwise, your ballot's not going to work. So in the 3rd Congressional District, which is basically along most of the western edge of Wisconsin from St. Croix County on down, Ron Kind is retiring. We've already talked about Derek Van Orden is going to be the Republican candidate, and there are 4 Democrats running for the Democratic nomination. We talked about Deb McGrath earlier. I talked to all the candidates at the state Democratic convention recently, so I'm going to race through these quick. In no particular order, Mark Newman is running primarily on healthcare, Medicare for all. So let's hear what Mark Newman had to say about that.
Even though we pay twice as much as other countries per person for delivering our healthcare services to citizens of America, our outcomes are worse than other countries. And it's inefficient because of this large expenditure. Where is it going? It's going into profiteering instead of going into benefits. And it's cruel. We've had such a hard experience with this pandemic that it has helped us in some level, all of us, to realize that healthcare is not an individual endeavor, but it's a community endeavor. That for human beings to be healthy as individuals, we have to live in a community that is also healthy.
I also talked to Rebecca Cook, who talked about her working class roots as the reason for her running for Congress.
I think that they're looking for someone that represents them, somebody that has stepped off the sidelines. I'm the only working class person running in this race. I grew up working class. I'm still running a small business, still running a nonprofit, and a 19-county congressional campaign at the same time. And I think people are looking for someone that's walked a mile in their shoes, right? You know, as a small business owner, I rely on the exchange for my health care. I'm somebody where the inflation has really affected my life and the way I run my business. And so making the kind of policy that I think impacts everyday people is really important to me, and to be that kind of fighter in D.C.
And one more candidate, Brad Paff. We mentioned him before, now a state senator, and has a resume that he likes to talk about and did with me as well. Here's Brad Paff.
You know, people here in western and central Wisconsin, they know me. They know I've had the opportunity to work on their behalf. First with U.S. Senator Herb Kohl, then with Congressman Ron Kind. Had the opportunity to spend 8 years at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and I had the opportunity to lead the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They know that I've always put their interests first. They know that I understand their communities. I understand a rural way of life. They know that I will continue to always put their interests first.
So those they, along with Deb Aldous McGrath, are on the ballot for the 3rd Congressional District. And finally, it's time to play one more round of Ron Johnson Said What? In an appearance on Fox News Radio today, Senator Ron Johnson was asked about women and pregnancy. Here's what he had to say.
Women get pregnant, and God bless them for getting pregnant. You know, we need to populate our earth. I'm fully supportive of what the Supreme Court did. You know, I obviously confirmed the justices that handed down that correct decision.
There you go. Women get pregnant, and God bless them for getting pregnant. We need to populate our earth. It's nice to have a purpose-driven life, I guess.
Can I just dedicate my beer tonight to Ron Johnson? I specifically chose it for him. I'm having a New Glarus Two Women, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Cheers to Ron Johnson.
Just the quick, between all the clips we heard and Deb McGrath, and then you playing the clip with Ron Johnson, we have We have candidates for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District that could run circles around this guy in intellect, but yet he's our Wisconsin U.S. Senator. It just boggles my mind.
I have a flat tire that could run circles around what he's doing right now.
As everybody saw in Chippewa Falls today, running circles with your flat tire.
Exactly. With that, it's time for us to go. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you to our guest, Deb Baldwin McGrath. And we look forward to seeing you back here up at the cabin next week.